You are listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Know what's really going on with your Cleveland Browns? Get the latest information directly from the source. Yeah, that's us. That's right. Download the official Cleveland Browns mobile app for Apple and Android phones, tablets, and iPads. Stay connected to your Cleveland Browns anytime and everywhere, and that includes this particular show with Nate Dogg and yours truly, Vic Carucci. I'm going to go to Eddie in Westlake. Hello, Eddie.
Hey, how you doing?
Good, brother. What do you got?
Hey, I'm good. Hey, guys. The one thing I'll tell you about, I hope that the guy that Johnny Manziel is gone on the Browns pick. I really don't want, I don't really want that guy. And it's nothing against him. He had a great college career. He may go out to be a decent pro. It's just that, I mean, when you look at statistically, and, Russell Wilson is a great quarterback, okay? And I think what's happened is Russell Wilson, because of Russell Wilson's success, he's allowed some of these shorter quarterbacks to be able to get, he looks, size doesn't always matter when you guys have it at the heart and that type of deal. But the one thing about Drew Brees and Russell Wilson, the difference between those two guys, and by the way, they're the only two 6-footers or guys less than 6 foot that are even considered in an elite or a franchise type quarterback situation. And so when you look at that situation, I don't want to gamble on a top five pick to be the third team. And that's what I think the Browns will be doing, because that kid's 5'10". I still question whether or not he can make every throw. And Brees and Russell Wilson have superior arm strength. And so I'm just questioning that. And that's the only take I have on that.
Don't forget, Russell Wilson was a third-round pick and was not tabbed as a can't-miss prospect. And I think it's debatable whether or not he has better arm strength than Johnny Manziel, whose arm improved significantly last year. It's interesting. People are going to like that. People are going to hold that, the size thing, against him. Obviously, that's going to be one of the things that he's going to have to be able to overcome. To me, if you believe, and I do, that the scouts, as Gil said, the scouts are putting the right grades on people, the general manager is taking that into account, whatever the analytics department can add to that mix, and you get a picture, and that picture tells you that you believe, based on all the information you have, Johnny Manziel is the right guy, then I think Johnny Manziel is the right guy for the Cleveland Browns. He's not my top quarterback personally right now, but I just don't think the fact that he's 5'10 and the fact, or 6 feet tall, whatever he's going to truly be listed at, is a reason to necessarily not take him if he can do the things that he needs to do to be successful.
You know, I hear what Eddie is saying, and I think this, because it's pretty typical of a lot of opinion and outlook. It's one of the safety nets that gets removed when you make a decision to go with a, quote, shorter player, right? The safety nets are size. They tend to be that prototypical what you're looking for size. So you automatically think risk when you're going off of that profile.
Right.
But I'm agreeing with you.
Jamarcus Russell had all the size you could want. He had the arm. He had everything right. You could want. He's horrific. He's
horrific.
Outlet,
exactly.
You know,
that's the point. There's no. It's by no means a guarantee. We can chart a lot of failures who had Ryan Leaf, pretty big guy too. We can chart a lot of failures at the top of the draft who had those physical attributes that make scouts and general managers feel, quote, safe when they're selling that guy to ownership. So it's complicated because of the other successes that the so-called smaller quarterbacks have had, like Russell Wilson, like Drew Brees, smaller in stature. And, you know, you can struggle a little bit with what's the right thing you're looking for. And I think, as you quoted Gil, it's about grading the player. It's about seeing beyond the height, weight aspect. What can he do? You know, what does he do well with the physical attributes he does have, and how does that translate? The thing that I will have the most problem with, and maybe his size ties into this, but it's more the default setting of the man. And the default setting of Johnny Manziel right now is that I can do things moving probably better than I could do things stationary. And by moving, I mean sometimes it's moving and running away from trouble. And he consistently did that at the collegiate ranks because he was a better athlete, a superior athlete to most of his competition. He'll be superior to some of the competition in the NFL. I worry that he won't be superior enough, superior to enough of them to you know, make a living on that. Mike,
do that on a consistent basis.
On a basis. Exactly.
He's going to have to be a pocket passer, just like everybody. Russell Wilson is a very good athletic quarterback, but uses that at times to buy time and make plays. But ultimately, he needs to be able to make plays from the pocket, and he did that this year for the Super Bowl champions.
And he's so smart. He's right. You know, he's Russell. I love the best part of Russell Wilson's game is above his shoulder pads. Mike in Painesville joins us. Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going, guys?
Good, bro.
I will say, I'm a huge fan of Johnny Manziel. Just the two things I love him so much. I know he has his flaws, some of his past abilities or pocket presence. It's just his confidence and his leadership. Like you saw in the bowl game, they had nothing to play for against Duke. They were down big. What was Johnny Football doing? He was getting in Mike Evans' face for getting a little lazy. He rallied his team back, and he has a pretty great exit to his college career. I just feel like something that's nothing the Browns have had in a long time. Someone, some kind of leader or some kind of quarterback with confidence that will get into the huddle and like you can see like Josh Gordon or Cameron will look into him. All right, he's confident where he's going to make a play, so I'm confident I'll make a play. And that people will be able to lean on him. That's one thing I love about him. Even though he has his flaws, there's those two things you can't teach is that leadership and that confidence.
Right, and I think that that's one of the sentiments that certainly Gil Brandt talked about. There's something about being a quarterback that goes beyond what you can just measure. It is what you need to do to rally your team and lead your team. And one of the interesting tweets I got about John Manziel after this interview or the article came out, and again, we're going to have John McClain here at the top of this hour, but one of the things that I thought was a very interesting comment came from @FabDragon. He said, this is the guy that Cleveland can't break. He has the confidence and desire to break all Brown stereotypes. Hashtag go get him. And I think that is something that is an interesting thing to look at as it relates to Johnny Manziel. Eric in Cleveland joining us now.
Hi, what's going on, guys?
Not too much,
Eric,
man.
What do we have?
Well, first of all, I agree with you guys. All right, size do not matter. You have quarterbacks who are 6'6 and can't throw. And you cannot forget the fact that this guy threw 37 touchdown passes against SEC teams. Okay, that's more than A.J. McCarron and Aaron Curry put together. And people question his personality. Don't forget, this guy puts football first. Cleveland needs a quarterback that has a high motor and a team guy. You don't see no other Cleveland quarterback going on sidelines checking his, you know, putting his receiver in check. I think Johnny Manziel's the guy. I think he's the guy that the Browns need to trade up and get. And I want to know what you guys think about that.
No, Eric, I thank you so much for the call. And I hear exactly what you're saying. And I heard, you know, what the other caller said, that we love that. We want to see passion. We want to see drive. And we don't see enough of it or haven't seen enough of it for the Browns. I think some of that is also a function. It's the function of the personalities. And the quarterback who has taken most of the snaps, obviously, in the last 2 years was not that kind of guy. Brandon Whedon didn't have that, just that personality, and didn't have that comfort in his own skin to feel that he should be taking charge that way with teammates. He admitted that prior to last season and said he was, you know, going to try to change his way because he had been there for 1 year. But through his rookie year, he said it was not comfortable looking at then a six-time Pro Bowler like Joe Thomas and feeling like he had something he could say. But a quarterback has to have that. But it can't just be – it just can't be yelling, screaming, acting, you know, acting in a way that is – quote, a dynamic, explosive personality. You got to back that up with your ability to play. Before John Manziel can say anything that any teammate is going to listen to or respect, he's got to show them, because they're going to size him up, show them from the moment he would be on the field, off-season workouts, and then into training camp, that there's something there in the talent. And if they don't see that, he can do all the yelling and screaming he wants. They won't take him seriously.
Exactly right. All right, Pete and Avon, welcome to the show.
Hey, how you doing? Hey, I got to totally disagree with that last caller. I don't think Johnny Manziel is confident. I think it's arrogant, and in the NFL, arrogant is going to get his head ripped off. He's got too much me instead of team.
I don't know if I accept that. I think it's driven in the right place. There's arrogance. There's swagger.
I don't mind that
at
all.
Quarterbacks have to have that. The best quarterbacks in this league, the best ones I've been around, and I know what Hall of Famers look like because I spent a lot of time around, especially one in particular by the name of Jim Kelly. You want cockiness. You want swagger. You want arrogance. You want a guy who pissed off a lot of his teammates and everyone in town when he first arrived in Buffalo and now could run for not only mayor of the city, he can run for king of most of anything in the Western New York area. That, you know, that because people saw what that translated to, but it wasn't the attitude alone that made him skill. God blessed him with certain skills that he brought to the table, but his attitude and approach enhanced that. I'm good with that with Manziel if the physical part of it backs it up.
Exactly. That is the that's what it all comes down to. You have to be, if you're going to have that confidence and be the rah-rah, come in and be the leader, the truth of the matter is you have to earn the respect of your teammates to be able to lead. And how do you do that? It is with success. Tim in Shaker, welcome to the show.
Hey, thanks for taking my call, guys.
Sure, Tim.
You know, I really, frankly, part of me doesn't care who they take as long as the person they take has heart. I think that we've had a lot of soulless guys who are just, you know, they play football. Yeah, okay. But they don't have that heart, that desire, that drive, that inner strength that comes from behind their left back. You know? That's the big thing that they need.
Yeah, you're right, to a degree that when you don't see it, I mean, having a sense, what do we define heart as? And for those of us who watch the game, watch quarterbacks play, watch any position play, we want to see, obviously, first, what the guy's doing on the field, and then we're observing, okay, how much is he into it when he's away from the game, and how do we, what's the body language say with the teammates? And we make a lot of judgments on that. I'm not entirely sure that is the best way to make these judgments, and we also throw in our observations from press conferences, from how the guy looks and sounds on TV and whatever. And again, I'm not entirely sure all of that is necessarily really mattering to the whole thing. I think what we need to see, again, is what kind of a player is he on the field? And then you can start doing your analysis based on what you hear, not so much from him, but those around him. You can tell from the teammates how they respond. Coaches too, but mostly teammates, how they respond to the guy. What kind of juice does he have that is infectious to others?
And I think that Duke game, because I remember watching that, and that was one of the things that I took away from that game, was watching him rally his team, get them fired up on the sideline, say, we are not going out like this, and they came back and won that game. To do that and to have that fire, it's good. The leadership capabilities for him, I think, are off the charts. It's going to be a matter if he can be on the field enough to exert that leadership, right, and if his style will translate to the next level. All these quarterbacks have questions. Gilbrandt's worried about the slight upper body build of a Teddy Bridgewater. Can he withstand the rigors? He's obviously the best thrower, the most accurate passer. So to me, that is, without question, his best attribute. Blake Bortles has the best attributes in terms of just the physical package. He's got the athleticism to run, to throw it, the strongest arm, the prototypical size to survive. Johnny Manziel has kind of the improvisational skills of a Tony Romo, but seems to be a little bit a very good pocket passer as well. Can he survive? And it's kind of, we talked about, you know, what he has inside the intangibles. At Kings of Speed just tweeted me, it's not the size of Johnny in the fight, it's the size of the fight in Johnny. And I think that in many ways that kind of sums up Johnny Manziel. Yeah. And we're going to get a little bit more insight into the man from someone who sat down with him when we return here on Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, is John McClain from the Houston Chronicle, who wrote the article, did the interview with Johnny Manziel that produced those great quotes about his desire to bring a Super Bowl to Cleveland if he's given the opportunity. He joins us when we return right here on ESPN 850 WKNR. I can't get lost, tracing my steps back.